In the cult classic film Back to the Future, teenager Marty McFly travels back in time and interacts with people in the 1950s. When Marty begins to understand the potential repercussions of his time travel exploits, he says that it's, quote, heavy. His friend Doc, confused by the colloquial phrase from the future, asks, why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? Doc is awestruck by the idea that something as fundamental to life as gravity could be an entirely different experience for people in the future. The irony in the script, of course, is that Doc is also thinking about something that is heavy. Whoa, this is heavy. There are many passages in the Bible that we tend to think of as too heavy to comprehend, and we would be right. The letter of Paul to the Ephesians is 6 short chapters, yet its content is loaded down with a weight of glory that boggles the mind and overwhelms the senses. Some people might pick up this heavy passage in the first chapter, skim over it, and walk away unfazed. I've done this myself on occasion, my eyes glossing over the mega sentence as my mind drifts to wondering what's for supper. But despite our mortal minds and the distractions that surround us on every side, we have every reason to be encouraged as we labor to press into these truths. This is because the heaviness of this massive paragraph is really a weight of glory that we are meant to bear. Ephesians is heavy, glorious truth, a burden that can be borne only on the back of humility. So it is with prayerful, humble hearts that we open this book together. Are we reading other people's mail? Paul opens his letter with a customary, customized introduction. He says that he is an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. If his authority was initially ambiguous to any readers, let all doubts be washed away in this tsunami of commissioning. God himself, the creator and sustainer of the universe, the one who calls himself I Am, decreed that Paul is an apostle of his one and only Son, who has been given authority over all things. The words in this letter carry with them the authority of the one who sends the message. The sender is God. The words are God's word. God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Can he be instructed? God says and does what he pleases. Who can question him? See Job chapter 36, verses 22 through 23, and Romans chapter 11, verse 34. God invented our human minds, by which we peer into the words that have their origin in his mind. When we hold the Bible in our hands, we are holding a book of unfathomable significance and authority because it is God's word. Our ability to acknowledge this fact is evidence of God's mercy in our lives. Our Creator does not owe us anything. It is benevolence of infinite kindness that God would speak to us and do so in such a way that we might understand. Living wholeheartedly according to His Word, as we are well aware, requires a powerful work of grace that comes from the Almighty God Himself. The phrase in chapter 1, verse 1, that describes the Ephesian Christians as faithful in Christ Jesus is startling. Is Paul using flattery to win over his readers by calling them faithful? Admittedly, I do this as a mother sometimes, but I like to think of it as something more positive, such as vision casting. Would my helpful children please come set the table?